With KEZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. It's safe to put your bird feeders back up. Local wildlife rescue centers asked the community to remove them earlier this year after they became a salmonella super spreader for a native songbird. KEZU's Erica Mahoney has more.
Listen closely and you'll hear a house finch, song sparrow, and a chestnut-backed chickadee. In time for the sounds of late spring, it's safe to put seeds back in your bird feeders. Beth Burkhauser with the SPCA from Monterey County says feeders are okay as long as you aren't seeing any pine siskins in your yard.
They're cute little brown birds with yellow streaks on their wings and tails.
The SPCA rescued nearly 30 sick pine siskins this winter and spring. But Burkhauser says that doesn't tell the whole story.
In previous years, we took in zero. And throughout California, Oregon, and Washington, the numbers of pine siskin affected are in the thousands.
They suffered a salmonella outbreak. Bird feeders and bird baths spread the disease through droppings or saliva. Since pine siskins are a migratory bird, they've now left the area. But if you put your bird feeder back, you will need to care for it. Burkhauser recommends cleaning them weekly and giving them a good bleach bath monthly.
Also clean under your feeders because the droppings under there can carry diseases for other animals as well.
She adds an alternative to feeders is a native garden that naturally attracts birds without running the risk of an outbreak like this happening again. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.